Wait, so that is the only thing I can ever think of with holidays.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, chocolate, yes.
Well, I think that's like accepted, isn't it? People, everyone knows about that. Well, we'll talk about it. In case they don't.
You'd think.
Oh, Misty is up on the table. That's fine. She wants to hop up. Misty would like to be part of the conversation.
I have a peanut, sweet and salty nut bar.
Oh.
I forgot to bring treats, but I had this in my truck.
That'll work. How are you guys doing? How was Thanksgiving?
Good.
All right. Yeah, Eddie's out on vacation this week, so.
Ah.
It's just me. Little old me by myself this week.
Oh, no. What terrors can we get into?
Let's see. Too many, and I really don't want any of them. It's been relatively quiet, and that's the way I want it to stay. We're on episode 6 of the Forever Yours podcast. Joining me in the studio is Jamie and Vicky again. How you ladies doing?
Wonderful.
Very good.
Do you like my Christmas tree I set up? Or is it too early?
It needs color. I have mine up. Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
That's Vicky, like the official.
Where are the ornaments?
I haven't put them on there yet.
You should put dog treats on it.
I'm a dude, so like I'll put the Christmas ornaments on like December 20th and then.
Take them off December 20th.
Take them off 28th, they'll come down. You said it's what? It's too white?
It's too plain.
Yeah.
It needs more color.
But see, I like the plain Christmas tree.
And I hate colored Christmas lights.
White Christmas lights. Yeah.
White, but it still needs, you should decorate it in dog toys.
Dog toys? That's a good
recommendation.
And then
we'll pick them up in January.
So if you want to donate dog toys to Sandy Paws, just drop it by. We'll put it on our Christmas tree in the studio and then they can have it in January. So we're on holiday watch now, man. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I was just talking not too long ago, like look outside and it looks like it's like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not even like 2 and the sun's setting. This is garbage.
I know.
Where did the year go? Can it just go back to like being like sunny until 10 p.m.? That's the best day when you can see the sun still at like 10.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So people are getting ready for the holidays. They're decorating the homes and whatnot. And we're going to talk a little bit about how that works out for pet owners, especially people who are like maybe fosters for the first time or something like that. But I want an update on Ash. How is Ash?
Ash is still in her foster home.
Okay.
So we're still waiting.
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting for that.
I'm real close to knocking Dave down. I think I've just about got him.
Come on, Dave. It's the Christmas season.
Well, the problem is I'm going on vacation soon, so like I can't adopt Ash now.
Well,
and
usually our fosters are pretty good at puppy sitting. They're fosters.
Man.
Just saying.
We'll chat after the holidays are passed, and if Ash is still around, that might be a reality because she's so cute.
She loved you.
Ugh. Don't remind me.
She was hamming it up with you.
Don't remind me. I've already got one dog at home that does that. I don't know if I need
a
second.
We had some Facebook followers that really ate up that picture of you
with
her on your lap.
Oh, so cute. Okay, anyway. What are there any other like updates? You guys got events coming up that I should know about that I can maybe point people at?
We have one
Misty's
more.
Misty's like events.
Events?
Oh,
me?
Like food?
We have one more. We have dogs coming up December 9th, if that falls on a Sunday.
Okay.
And that will be the last one for this year until January.
Okay, so Sandy Paws goes into holiday mode as well.
We go into holiday mode because dogs are family. They're not a present.
No. Yes. And I think it was you guys that posted the photo where it's like, this year's Christmas present, next year's rescue, right? Or foster, yeah. Don't buy puppies as presents. Like,
they're not. You should never think my mom needs a puppy and not sit down and talk to them about it because what you think and what they think are two different things.
Yeah.
And we do very little adopting the week before or the week after Christmas
because
there's too much hectic. It's not a good time to bring in a dog. It's very confusing.
Yeah,
people
you guys
are going in and out. And it's also not healthy to be taking, especially a puppy, out with a lot of people picking it up and holding it and, you know, going from house to house. It's just not a good situation.
I got you. That makes sense. Because, I mean, you guys focus on making sure it's an easy transition for everyone, for all souls involved, not just the people, but the pets as well. So with the holidays around, you mentioned people being crazy and hectic. Sometimes we can forget what isn't appropriate for pets around the holiday season. Now, everyone knows about, I assume everyone knows about chocolate not being good for pets.
I would hope they.
You would hope. Chocolate is not a good idea for pets, especially dogs. But are there other things that people should be aware of?
There's some plants that are deadly if they get into
poinsettias.
Poinsettias or poinsettia. That's
I always call them poinsettia.
I've heard them called poinsettias.
Those red plants that people give for gifts around the holiday.
Yeah,
they
can
be
red
white
one.
Too. That red thing.
So that's poisonous to dogs.
And cats.
And cats.
Very. Because I know my cats like to chew on anything.
Anything that's not screwed down?
Any leafy plant. And so, and orchids are a big one, too. I don't know if people know that. The pollen can kill a cat.
Really?
Yes.
It's so bizarre. But so, I heard you say spices.
Yeah, like spices and things. Because I know with the holidays and everything, a lot like cinnamon and I don't want to say unnatural things, but it's not something that...
They can digest very easily?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it can just kind of wreak havoc.
So maybe don't give the dog a snickerdoodle cookie for Christmas.
No.
Probably not a good idea.
Cookie in moderation, because, sugar... Yeah. I mean, sugar's not really good for anybody
not. I'm finding that out. Like, sugar is actually terrible for you.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, like, it's like nicotine and then, like, sugar. Like, so avoid sugar, apparently, is the... Which is great advice right around the holidays.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen at my house.
New Year's resolution.
No. Don't
tempt
me.
I'm
tempted. I'm tempted to do a no sugar resolution. Okay, so now what about, like, are there other dangers to pets around the holiday season?
Well, there's always, a lot of people going in and out of houses to make sure that your dog is secure and doesn't end up going out the front door. A lot of people travel. You want to be extra cautious when you're traveling with your animals to make sure they don't get away on you.
Just the stress of with the people coming in and out. I mean, if you have a dog that doesn't deal well in stressful situations or isn't used to that, then, putting them in that kind of situation is just like setting them up for failure.
Clearly not Misty's problem.
No, Misty's, she's a
she wants into this podcast.
Yes, yeah, she wants this food up.
Now, I got a question about Misty. Is she available for adoption?
She is.
Can I hear a little bit about Misty? Can I get some backstory?
She's been available for adoption for a really long time.
Misty's got some history with Sandy Paws Rescue. She was returned twice, and not a fault of her own. It was situational with the families. She is a great dog. She is house trained. She is kennel trained. She loves to walk on a leash. She was actually, when she first came up here, I was her foster, and she does not enjoy the company of a cat.
Oh, okay.
So she is definitely a no-cat house. She does not mind other dogs, but she has to be properly introduced to them. She's not the kind of dog that likes things in her face.
Mm. Yeah, so if you have a smaller, like, younger dog that's, like, all in your face.
All
like,
up on you?
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
Okay.
She's a very chill dog. She is definitely a couch potato, and she does like food.
Yes, she does.
I think she would make a great therapy dog for someone. She's not afraid of anything. Like, she walked in the elevator just now, like...
No problem.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
She has been in stores. She has been... she's been with a trainer with Rough Academy out of Sheboygan. There's a lot of history with her as far as getting her out in the public, testing her to make sure, when a dog gets transitioned... Yes. When a dog gets transitioned as much as she has, we always have to make sure that they're accepting to what... Nothing has happened negative to make it so that she's not...
you want to make sure she's still a good dog.
Right. And she is.
She is a great dog.
So sweet. So loves kiss. Like, loves...
Well, I'm going to play with Misty here in just a little bit. You can go find Sandy Paws online...
at sandypaws.org, and it's Sandy with an I.
Yes, that's right. And then Sandy Paws Rescue on Facebook as well. And if you need to get in touch with Sandy Paws, you want to talk adoption with them, you can shoot us an email. Just find us online at nashfmwisconsin.com. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.